In 1973, I'd not yet been born, and a certain sense of quiet serenity reigned throughout the land. In 1973, thin moonlight had the bed of a young girl who lulled herself to sleep, smoothing her nightgown down the rise of her hip. Her mother stood in the hallway, remembering the baby that didn't wake up, and listened, now, for her little boy's breathing. The little boy would sleep through this night, to wake to the next morning, to sleep through the next night, to wake to the morning after that, sighed, his closed eyes flickering like a flame caught in a draft. The little boy dreamed of a storefront where his father pressed down the corners of a sign he'd pasted in the window, a sign meaning nothing to the little boy who couldn't read. But his father, stepping back from the sign in his son's dream, knew that it said, "You give what you receive," because this message had something to do with the dream flickering behind his own closed eyes just down the hall, in a house keeping that silence the world only knew in 1973, 2 years before I opened my eyes, and it was known no more. I think of 1973 as the first love of a lover who seems like he's known you before, an assumed familiarity, the fresh bones that made the fossil in your favorite thumbing stone. The world is different before you perceive it. But how different really from what you perceive? I think I'd know how to breathe in 1973, but I couldn't say for sure.